You're listening to radio news about radio waves. Headlines from the ether. Headlines. This is Timer with the radio news about radio waves. Matthew Lazar reports in Radio Survivor that British broadcast regulator Ofcom has closed 400 pirate radio stations lately, mostly in two London boroughs, and says it could save British taxpayers up to £1 million by cracking down on that city's remaining pirate radio stations. How? Quote, pirate stations typically use high-rise buildings for their broadcasts, with illegal transmitters installed on rooftops or hidden in lift shafts, unquote, Ofcom says. This is sort of correct. Pirates, like other FM broadcasters, put their antenna high up for a broader reach. Quote, this damages residential properties owned by local authorities, disrupting residents' lives and putting people at risk from falling equipment, unquote, the agency claims. Actually, hanging a pirate radio antenna would not do any more damage than putting a television antenna on a roof would, and would be just as likely to fall. Ofcom quotes a group called Homes for Haringey, saying that pirate operations had delayed key construction projects. One of their board documents blames construction delays on, among other things, quote, pirate radio aerials that have affected the progress of the completion of external works on some schemes, unquote. Ofcom makes no effort to itemize the £1 million savings figure that shutting down more pirate radio stations would achieve, and it is difficult to imagine how an antenna could delay a construction project. Ofcom also says pirate radio disrupts emergency services without giving any examples. In this latest press offensive, Ofcom throws everything at the pirate radio menace except that old myth that regulators constantly sing about pirate radio bringing down airplanes.